With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Sully, I have been waiting with bated breath for this NBA update. Today is the Board of Governors meeting. Adam Silver on a conference call with all the owners as to kind of that next step. I've been a big believer we're going to get basketball in late July. We're going to do this thing. We talked last week, Disney World, the construction, you know, reconfiguring hotel space, and that this was going to happen. So if you give me bad news, I'm leaving the show.
It's good news because you've always wanted a time frame. NBA commissioner, this is from Shams Charania. NBA commissioner Adam Silver and the league office informed the Board of Governors that July 31st is the target date for the return of the season, sources tell The Athletic. So at least we have a date now.
Now, what is the format that was discussed today?
Yeah, so the NBA discussed four competition scenarios for restart with the Board of Governors today.
Those right, let me hear these.
16 teams directly to playoffs.
Most likely.
20 teams group/stage play.
Next likeliest.
22 teams, games to determine seeding, play-in tournament for final seeds.
Oh, my God, that sounds sexy, too.
Or 30, 72-game regular season with play-in tournament.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not, because right there, you're basically, you're taking maximum risk for minimum payout. You're playing meaningless games. I understand the commitments to the regional sports networks. I get it. You mean to tell me we're getting the Cleveland Cavaliers back on the court or the rat-ass Pistons back on the court? No way. No, not under these conditions. Now, let's stick to the first three. Reset those for me. So you have 16, 1 through 8, go.
Directly to play.
I don't love it. I'll tell you why. A, the Memphis Grizzlies and the New Orleans Pelicans. The Grizzlies had the hardest schedule in basketball ahead of them. Zion, my guy, the NBA Rookie of the Year, they were going to catch the Grizzlies. And I would love to see that play out. And the way that that plays out is a play-in tournament. I think under the current scenario, now's the time to experiment and to tinker. I would love to see a form of play-in that includes the last two spots in each conference and the last two spots out. So I think the 20-team thing is what I would subscribe to. That's me. And then you seed them 1 through 16. No conference affiliation matters. And we just go. What was that? Option 2?
Correct. The group stage 1, yeah.
That's the World Cup style. I dig that. Mm-hmm. I think it's rapid fire. I think it's unique. I think it's an opportunity to just do something different. You know, like everyone's going to be like, yeah, but there's going to be an asterisk. Well, dude, like, look at the world we're in. There's not a scenario where there won't be. It's still going to be the best players in the world on the court doing basketball things. It'll still matter. The history books will say that it matters. I mean, the easiest thing to do is 1 through 16 and just do the playoffs. But I don't know. I kind of feel like that's a little empty, that I think we could do a little bit more, add a little bit of drama to it, and do it safely. And I think involving the last couple teams. Now, look, it's different in the West and the East. And, you know, let me do this. And shame on me. I want to apologize to the listeners. I rarely ever am not prepared. I did not pull up the NBA standings. I didn't know we'd be deep diving this way since Sully kept it a secret. I want to see you react on the air. So here's the standings. Here's why this could be a little faulty. In the East, the difference between the 8 and 9 seed is 5 games. You're talking about the 8 seed Orlando Magic being 30-35 and the 24-40 Wizards being the 9 seed. Do I really need to see the Nets, Magic, Wizards, and Hornets battle royale for 2 spots? No, I don't. But in the West, this is where it's different. The Grizzlies have a 3-game lead on the Trailblazers, a 3-game lead on the Pelicans, and a, you guessed it, 3-game lead on the Kings, and a 3.5-game lead on the Spurs. There's 4 teams. See, to me, Mike, if they did the play-in, I wouldn't need those other teams in the East. I'd invite Portland, New Orleans, and Sacramento. But see, you can't do that. You can't just, you're invited, you're not. How would they do the play-in? Just bring Dallas, Memphis, Portland, and New Orleans and go, all right, 2 spots, 4 teams, play-in tournament. Go. Now I'm down for that. You give me Mavericks and Pels, Grizz and Blazers, a best of 5 or a best of 3. Oh, I'm down for that. You kidding me? All in. In the East, you just have to endure Nets, Hornets. Nets, oh my God, that's awful basketball. And Magic and Wiz. I'd still take it. That's the option I would go with. Where are you guys at with?
Yeah, let me read this too, because it's the other updates from the GM survey. So 53% of GMs chose advancing directly to the playoffs, 27% for resuming abbreviated season with play-in. Now, what confuses me, and I've clicked to read the comments on this, and people are confused with the same thing. This is directly from Shams. And
is it Shams or Shams?
I don't know. I've heard it both ways, to be honest with you. I don't know. But then he also says 60% voted for 72-game season. So how could 53% of GMs choose advancing directly to playoffs, but 60, it's over 100?
Hmm.
So regardless, though, he also had a comment about Michael Jordan. And he said, Hornets owner Michael Jordan advocated on the call for player safety and not simply having players return for meaningless games. Given the NBA is prioritizing health and safety first and foremost, 30-team return is unlikely.
Yeah, that's off the table. I don't think they were ever going to do that. This comes down to play-in or group stage, or we just go with the top 16. I think where the league is sitting right now, with a chance to add some flavor and bring some stars. I mean, Dame Lillard is a star. Zion is a star. I think you do the play-in. I do. And even though there's going to be a couple of bad teams, look, Bradley Beal is a star. I think you can get a few extra stars, a little bit of extra drama. I think you do it. In this moment in time, that's where I'd go with it. Just bring a couple extra teams. Let's do the play-in tournament.
Yeah. Now, he did also say most GMs want season to end no later than October 1st, which I think is not a surprise.
What I had heard was you were looking at the finals ending September 20th, the NBA draft the 25th, and free agency starting October 1st.
Huh.
Do what you want with that. The season would begin Christmas Day.
Well, let me say this too. The closest vote today for the GM survey or whatever, the most narrow vote, 53% of GMs voted to maintain traditional playoff seeding, 47% for reseeding.
Yeah.
That'll be the big decision, because that's basically split
down the middle. I've always been a proponent. It's 1 through 16. I don't need East and West. These guys aren't flying coach anymore on TWA Airlines. Like, you're taking gorgeous chartered flights with full bars on them. I don't care if Philly has to fly to Denver. It's a playoff series. The games are spread out anyways. And in the pandemic, where you're all at Disney World, why not try it? Who the hell wants to see Bucks Magic in the first round? Not me. Not me. I'd take the top 16 teams, what I would do. And I would just tell Orlando, thanks, but no thanks.
See, I'm not sure where I'm at.
Good radio take.
No. And I'll tell you why, because, and you've stated this before, and I've looked it up. I just have not been able to find the answer. What does the TV contract say? How many games are they supposed to play before they get their TV money?
Oh, that's they have to play. I think it was 70, and every team in the league has played between 63 and 68. So 70, you get the RSN contract fulfilled, I believe.
See, and that's why I want 30 teams, because they're all really dealing with the China situation at the beginning of the season, where they're probably not receiving that money, and they believe that the salary cap was going to go down. So I want the players to get as much money as possible, so I want all 30 teams so they can hit that contract and get their money. So free agency, the money can flow the way it needs to flow.
Yeah, I'll tell you how it's going to flow. Not to Detroit.
Well, yeah, not well, Van Fleet's probably going to get that money, but whatever.
We consider ourselves a team partner.
So right now, I'm a fan of the 30 teams. That's what I'm a fan of.
Yeah, well, good luck. You ain't getting it.
I know. So what happens to the money? I don't know.
It goes bye-bye is where it goes. I mean, NBA players have already gotten damn near every paycheck they're going to get for the regular season. So that's not a big deal. The playoff revenue, they'll find a way to get it done. I think the play-in, David, it's the hybrid. You get enough of the relevant teams in. We keep garbage like the Pistons off the floor. And you just go. You try something different.
I want the Pistons to have a chance in this, okay? We need to find a way to get the Pistons a chance to do something, even if it's a small chance, right? Maybe this has helped them in a way. I don't know.
That ain't what I want, but
I was reading an article today, actually, about how Sekou and, you know, has shown such flashes and whatnot, and how the future's bright. A lot of reasons to be excited about the future of the Pistons. Right, Mike? I know you.
I'm not taking that bait. Who wrote that?
I think it was in the Free Press I was reading today about how Sekou has shown such flashes of what he can be in the future.
What? Okay. He had like 10 good minutes, and then he got sent down because the league caught up to him, and he was dreadful. He's a baby. He's 19. It's gonna take a year and a half from here. I mean, Jason Tatum is still having some growing pains. Tatum might be the best of the, you know, there's the Ja Morants of the world who are utter freaks from day one, Zion, but like Tatum is in that next group where people think, hey, he's got a chance to be the best player in the game in the next 5 years. Jason Tatum's in year three. You think Sekou's going to be in a position to lead this? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Detroit Pistons, the Free Press. Detroit Pistons rookie Sekou Doumbouya teased us with a glimpse of the tools to be special, and his lows made his highs that much more impressive.
Okay, all right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.